from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up, Pittsburgh is gaining a reputation around the country, around the world, for being a hub for technology. And there's a big event coming to Bakery Square. And joining us is Joanna Dovin, who we have known, obviously, for many years. If you listen to the show, she's a strategy consultant. Joanna, how are you doing?
Larry, had I known I was talking with you, I would have come into the studio. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So tell us about this artificial intelligence gathering coming up at the Bakery Square location.
You know, I look back when we hosted the G20 in 2009. As you know, I worked for the mayor then and was a leader in putting that event on. And the eyes of the world were on Pittsburgh, and we were able to really attract job growth and energy at the time and start to reverse our population trends. Right now, we have the world's number one in computer science school, Carnegie Mellon. And we have an emerging growth of AI companies along a one-mile corridor called AI Avenue between Bakery Square and Duolingo's world headquarters. We have to tell the world what's happening here and really help our existing companies nurture and grow and attract new companies. If we don't really talk about this, then these jobs may go elsewhere.
So that said, what's the game plan? I understand that Governor Josh Shapiro is a part of this. That may change, but the event won't, right?
Well, I mean, he's still going to be our governor no matter what, right? And I think when you look at the importance of AI, it is one of the governor's top priorities for economic development for our state. He released an economic development plan about 3 months ago. AI was a top focus of his plan, and Pittsburgh is the center of this global movement. So even if he does become our VP, which personally I really would love to see happen, right? We're really giving him a great platform to share the human-centric stories coming out of Pittsburgh's AI companies. And what's unique is that you're not really seeing the growth of companies that are, you know, doing TikTok and running algorithms that just keep consumers glued to their phones. The companies here that are emerging are largely CMU spinouts. And these founders have a strong human-first ethos. They're focused on solving problems in energy, in safety, in mental health. So we want to highlight these things and really give the Democrats a nice platform to communicate the human-first message of AI.
And Joanna, for those that don't know, you mentioned some of those companies, but some of them have been around a long time. People have heard of Duolingo, and this company just blew up because it started, from CMU and now is global.
That's correct. I mean, Duolingo is a very large company. They have tens of thousands of employees, and their world headquarters is in Pittsburgh. You know, and fun fact, you know, they are all around the world. They just opened a very large space at the World Trade Center in New York City. So when we think about Pittsburgh and how we're going to grow and how we're going to make Pittsburgh a place that our kids want to stay in or move back to, we have to keep nurturing these tech companies because other cities want them, right? We've got to nurture our homegrown companies while attracting new companies. And we're unique in Pittsburgh because we have the brain talent, right? The other thing you need for AI is you need power, right? You know, the AI models do generate the need for lots of energy usage, lots of power usage, and we have former steel sites that are now defunct that have access to power. So we're very unique in that regard, and we have to talk about the story, and we have to tell the world to come here to do human-first AI and create jobs in the process.
So how do people get involved when participate in this? Because pretty exciting for the area.
It really is, especially to have Governor Shapiro headlining. We had 60 Minutes anchor as well, Lori Siegel, and you know the president of Carnegie Mellon, and many others to soon be announced. Follow our website at AIHorizonsPGH.com. We're going to be updating things continuously. You can register interest for a ticket on that site. We are not yet posting tickets. We are working through those details, and the event will be limited. You know, the space available there isn't, you know, terribly large. The focus of the event is to draw the eyes of you know, investors, national media, and key stakeholders who are making decisions on where to make AI investments. We want those eyes on Pittsburgh ahead of the presidential election with our amazing governor, who may be the Veep. And we really see local media as reporting out to the public what's going to be happening. We will also be live streaming many of the events.
Well, it's exciting. We look forward to AI Horizons at Bakery Square, a strategy consultant and a friend of the show, Joanna Dovin. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll
have
talk.
A good day, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk between here and there also. Appreciate the time.
For sure. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.